thing. Alright, so starting Tzayzayin on this. Omer Rabbi Chanina. Kishehen Misharen, Misharen Berotev, Ubekipo, Ubechatichos, Ubekadera. So when you're Mishaya, when you want to measure the proportions of Isser and Heter, right, Rashi, Kishehen Misharen, Ha Isser Beshishim. Okay, so you want to know if you have Shishim. So you want to know if you have, you want to see if you have shishim in the if you have shishim of heter against the iser. So what do you use to measure the shishim, right? So the Gemara says the rotev is the juice, the liquid. Kipa, Rashi says, is the dak shel basar v'tavlin. Hamisasef b'shulei kedera means like the pounded meat and spices that are on the bottom of the kedera, the sludge at the bottom. Okay. Ubechatichos, the chatichos are the chatichos. Ubakedera, that's the problem, and with the pot itself. Okay. So the Gemara says, Ika da'amri b'kedera atzma. Some say it means with the kedera itself, v'kedamri b'may de bola kedera. So there's a machlokas. So there's two opinions about what the Gemara, what Rabbi Chanina meant when he said that you include the pot in the shear of shishim. Does it mean you include the pot itself, or that which is absorbed in the pot? Okay. All right. Let's not do Rashi first. So let's start with Tosfos. Let's start with Tosfos. Rashi's pshat is complicated. Let's start with Tosfos. All right. Now just as a preface, the challenge over here in general in Yoredeya, right, is to try to define it. Like it is the definition, because it sounds like the whole area sounds very driven just by Metzius, you know, is there time, is there not time? So you have to try to think out of the question of tasting it, and just have to think halachically. Okay, let's see what I mean in a little while. So it's sort of like this. Of course, it can't go against common sense. So Tosis raises a common sense problem. He says like this, Tema. What does it mean? What does the Gemara mean that you measure shishim, including the pot? What do you guys think about that? Sounds crazy, or give me a crazy case. So Tosus gives you a crazy case. He says, "Im shi or ove hakedera kichamishim zesim." Let's say you had a pot that's 50 zesim of volume. The pot itself measures 50 zesim. Vinosan bomayim kishir asar zesim. You poured in 10 zesim worth of water. Right? Ubisho baosan mahamayim kizayas chelev. So now, and then you threw in one kizayas of chelev. So Tosa says, Heyach yis batal of the oso kizayas chelev mayim. Hapshita shish mayim tam chelev. So Tosa says, it's not possible. How's it possible to say? How's it possible to say that you're going to use the kedera itself to be mevatel? It doesn't make any sense. Everybody knows that if you take a pot that's enormous, right, really thick, 50 zesim thick, and you boil in it 10 zesim of water and one zayas worth of chelev, it's pashut that the water is going to taste like chelev. It's just the double pashut. So how could that possibly... How could you possibly say you just throw in the kitchen sink with the shir shishim? Just doesn't make any sense. It's not possible. I know we have to define it halachically, but it has to. It can't exceed the realm of the possible. Okay. So what's Tosis? Right. Everyone agree with that problem? Okay. So Tosis offers a solution. V'nira lefarish the hocha mayri kigon delese liisura be'ene. We're not talking about a case where the Isser is extant, where the Isser is where the Isser is existing in front of us, where the Isser is in its natural form. Right? Anyhow. Dinivla bo b'kedera kezayas chelev. Because you had already absorbed, it was already absorbed into the kedera. One kezayas of chelev already got absorbed into the kedera. That's possible. But when talking about, I mean, we have a very skewed view on the cooking experience. They talking about like a stainless steel pot. You don't turn on the stainless steel pot and a kezayis worth of chelev disappears after you cook it for a few minutes. But like cheres, you know, pottery really does absorb. Especially if it's not lined properly, whatever. I mean, it's possible. Okay, anyway. So you had the pot and the kezayis of chelev was already absorbed into the pot. Vehi hoyisa kvar balua meheter. Okay. Why Tosfos has to say that? We'll see in a minute. It means it already had heter in it already. Okay, that's just the setup. The achaka chazal with bishul heter. Now you went ahead and you cooked heter. The mishayrin b'kedera atzma levatol ha'iser shenivla bo. So then we can be mishayr with the kedera itself. To be mevatel the iser that's absorbed in it. Basically, yeah. All right, but conceptually, the problem is like this. I mean, if you can prove to me that it doesn't make sense to include the pot, so then how do you include the pot? I mean, if the pot is something that you include, then I mean, what's the rule? What's the rule? You know, is the pot part of the pot the thing? Do you include the pot or not? He's saying you only include the pot in a very specific case. I mean, but conceptually, what's the din? What's the din? I mean, what's the conceptual difference between two cases? Is it just that in this case, of course, we can't include the pot because you'd have to be an idiot to include the pot. But over here. Not so obvious, so we can include the pot. I mean, doesn't his first case show you the whole thing is wrong? I mean, doesn't his first case show you the whole idea of including the pot is like a silly idea? It's just hard to. It's conceptually what changed. Is it just. It just changed because now you can't prove it anymore that it's definitely has the taste? It's like, what's the conceptual consistency? Is the pot something you include or not? The second case is like this. And then, of course, we have to try the final focus. Second case is like this. You have the pot, and the pot is already pre-absorbed with the kezayis of chelev. Okay? The kezayis of chelev is already absorbed into the pot. And heter was there before that. Okay? Don't think about that too hard. Had that happen. But there already was heter in there before that. Okay? The Maharam, the only reason why you have to have, why he mentions that the case is that there was heter there before that, is because of the other side of Machlokas, Misharan, Kineged, Masha, Balua, Bekidera. But for his purposes, it doesn't really matter. Okay? But there's Isser absorbed into the pot. Okay? And then you cook your heter. And now you want to know, what do I include in the shishim? Do I include the kedera atzma, or just masha balua b'kedera? Okay. In other words, I have the contents, right? That's one component of my shishim. And then there's another component, either the tam that was already absorbed in the pot before I got started, old tam, right, against the tam iser in the pot, or I can even include the whole substance of the pot in the sheet against the iser.
Okay.
Iser that was balua before already. There's no iser be'anything. If you have iser be'en in the pot, then yivadai don't count the pot, and that's not the case of the machlokas at all. I don't know what you say about the Isser Balua, about the Heter Balua, but he says that's not the case of the Machlokas. But the question is, what's the what, what's the What's the concept there? What's the definition of the machlokas? What's the concept? I mean, it just seems like a game. Like, what's the question? What's the halachic question over here? I mean, that's what I meant before, that it's like tempting to say the question is, you know, well, is there tam? Just test it. Is there tam? You know, what are we arguing about? But that's the challenge of it. You have to set it up in a way that you can define it. And it's hard to talk about it. I have to just show you what I'm talking about. The iser part is the numerator. What's on the top?
The numerator.
Right? The iser is the numerator.
No, I mean...
Right? Now, the denominator is either going to include the walls or the tom of the heter that's in the walls. In other words, if the volume of the wall is 50 zasim, right? Well, let's not, whatever. So now, right? And there's a kezias worth of iser in there, right?
In the wall.
Right. So you're not going to take 50 on the bottom. You're going to take 49 from the wall.
Right.
I agree. Okay, but well, how would you put the question? What's halachically the question? I mean, the Chachamim say you're Mashiach B'Shishim. So what's the question halachically? So Tosis is saying, what's Tosis rejecting? Tosis is rejecting what? Saying it's not possible to say that when the Chazal say that you're Mashiach B'Kedera Atzma, right? It's not possible to mean what? What? Halachically what? I need to hear halachic language.
It's not that the kedera can be the bottle, is it?
In other words, what we need, yeah.
If the contents, then it's not.
You see, what Tosis is proving, Tosis is saying it can't be this. But what I want to know what the definition is that he's proving. In other words, he's saying you can't use this definition. In other words, our challenge over here is to figure out definitively what Rabbi Chanina is saying. Okay, Mishairin b'kedera atzma, he's saying, could mean one thing definitively. What it could mean that you include the pot with the tarovis itself. In other words, that is the tarovis. In other words, that's what we need to define. That's what we're trying to figure out. What is the tarovis of Isser and Heter? What is the Heter nisarev in? Or what is the Isser nisarev in? Okay, so his first idea is saying that what? He's saying you had a brand new pot, and you had 10 kezesim of water and 1 kezias of chalev. Okay, so he's saying that you can't say that what? You can't say that the pot is considered part, you can't say that the contents of the pot and the, you can't say that the contents and the receptacle are one. Right, when you're saying you're mishayrim b'kedera atzma, can't mean that we include together the contents and the receptacle, because that would mean always. That would mean you'd have to always count. In other words, when the Chazal is saying count shishim, they have to be telling you a concept. Conceptually, they have to be telling you a rule. So one rule that he rules out is that we include the contents, we include the receptacle with the contents. And we say, what did it fall into? It fell into this whole thing of pot and stuff. That's what it fell into. Now I can be Mashiach. Right? So that's just not possible. It's just not possible if that's the rule. Because then no matter what, you'd always have to include the contents in the pot. And there are cases, obvious cases, where that would definitely be usher. So that cannot be the definition of Bikedera Atzma. Right? So if we're going to say, though, that the receptacle is not definitively, that's what I was trying to show you before. So now definitively we have to exclude that shishim, that the tarovis includes the receptacle. So what is he achieving? So how is he getting out of this definitive problem? How is he getting out of this definitive problem in his new case? He's saying if there's tam that's already nisarev in the kedera, you understand? Now you don't view it as a in terms of the tom, now they're commingled. Now they are mingled.
But
In other words, if in terms of the substance, in terms of water and chalev, so you have to treat the substance of the pot as the holder, and the water and the chalev as the contents, right? Because that's the way they relate to each other, right? But he's saying, but if you have a case where there's actually bleus in the pot, so that is a tarovis. Tom into a pot is a tarovis. You understand? That is a nisarif. Because that's the nature of tam. The nature of a liquid is not nisarif into a pot. A liquid is held by the pot. It's not commingled with the pot. Right? But the tam of the chelev can bleed into the pot. And then that's considered, then the whole thing is considered a mixed entity. Saying that's the only question. We're only talking about including the pot when the iser is nisarev with the pot. That's the question. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the Gemara talks later about the fact that the iser that after the nisarev, the Gemara says they're both absorbed. It's not going to make a difference anymore. The shear is not going to change the shear. Hesser, Heter, and Isser both go in.
You're
learning a little more like you're saying. But Tosis, that's why the Tosis is not saying that you can't, that it's not possible to include the substance of pot in the Tarovis. Because that is one of the sides, Kedera Atzma. Even according to him, it's going to be one of the sides, Kedera Atzma. It's just, you can't define it as a Nisarev. When you say shishim of what is nisarev, of what it's nisarev with, it's only if the it's only when it exists as a tam in the pot.
So
then you have a machlokas. Then you have a machlokas. Are you mishayer? Are you do include the substance that it's nisarev into? Right, because it does. It does thin it out, right? It is going to reduce its effectiveness. It's going to spread the time out, or what? Or only into other time. That's an interesting machlokus to define, but that's his solution. Yeah. The point I'm trying to make is like this: that there has to be a conceptual definition of what is the Tarovis. Okay? That's the question. That's the machlokas. This whole piece of Gemara is talking about what is the Tarovis. Kishehein mishairin mishairin birotev b'kipa b'chatichos b'akadera. What are the elements of the Tarovis? That's the issue in this Gemara. What are the elements of the Tarovis? Right?
In the first case, you can't say that there is.
So now you have to be able to, now there's a machlokas when it says the kedera is one of the elements. Okay? It's an ikadami in the Gemara. The kedera atzma or b'may debola kedera. Okay? Now Tosis is saying like this. The definition of kedera atzma in the Taroves cannot be simply that the contents and the receptacle are considered one. So that can't be the definition of Kedera Atzma, because that flies against the face of reality. It flies against the face of reality. It's an affront to reality. Okay, that can't be the definition. That doesn't mean that the definition is going to be a tam. That doesn't mean that the definition is going to be whatever I say the tam is. No, that doesn't mean we're going to define it by tam. That means that we have to reject this as a formulation of how you consider the kedera part of the tarovas. The kedera can't be part of the tarovas simply because it's the receptacle. That would be impossible. Okay? So then the question is only saying when the iser is nisarev in the kedera, then you can consider, then there's the question. Do I consider what is the shishim go by? Does it go by only substances that are ochel? When I'm saying it's nisarev b'shishim, is it substances of ochel, things that are similar to it? Is that the shishim? When we're measuring shishim, is it like terms, right? Or is it anything that effectively it's nisarivin? Okay, it's an interesting machlok. I don't know exactly the yeah, because the chelev is absorbed into the pot. It's absorbed into the substance of the pot. Just like if you had Isser and Heter. You had a kosher piece of meat and a treif piece of meat, and they were next to each other, or cooking together. The Heter would absorb the time of the Isser. Right? And you'd definitely be mevatel into the... You'd definitely count it as... Why do you count Shishim? Because we say that the Isser gets... once it's nispashed a certain amount, once it's diluted to a certain degree, it doesn't have the character of time. Right? So he's saying that the question is what are the elements, what are the halachic question here according to Tosfos is what are the substances that count for tarovus, right? But the pot will only be counted when it exists as a nisarev, when the iser exists with it as a nisarev. Not as a pot. You understand? That's what we're trying to show you. Saying when it says you count the kedera, it doesn't mean the kedera as a receptacle, because that would be a ridiculous, it would come out to a crazy thing. That can't be the definition. So it must be the kedera only when it's nisarev with the iser. But then the question is, do you count only food substances in the shear of shishim? Or are you mishayer against any substance that it's nisarev into? Now that's just a question of when the Chachamim said there's a shear of shishim, how do they define shishim? Is it just from the tzad of the iser, that the iser you can say is reduced to a shishim? So then it doesn't matter what it's in, it's going to be considered reduced to a shishim. You understand? Or does it mean that the heter of the tarovas has to be shishim against it? You understand? It's a question on how do you define the shishim. Is it that the iser is nispashet to the... Is it from the tzad of the iser? So then it's from the tzad of the iser, then it doesn't matter what it's nispashet into. Even if it's nispashet into cheres, it still is effectively diminished the same way like as a shishim, as if it was nispashet into food. But if you need shishim of heter to be mevatelet, it was, how do they define it? If they defined it that when there's shishim of heter, it's mevatel, then he's saying you wouldn't count the keder itself, because the keder is not an entity of ochel. It's not part of the heter.
That's my
debola keder. But my debola keder will work. Now, that's the question. Tosis is just trying to exclude one thing, saying don't think it means that the pot is a different kind of a thing. Don't think it means that being in the pot, that when it says keder, it means in the pot. It means doesn't mean kedera like a pot. It means kedera like a substance that it's nispashed into. Okay? You have a similar question like by a bone. Right? Does that trouble you? Let's say it's a bone. Would you say the iser is, count the bones against the iser? Right? It's not a food. But it's something that the tam could be weakened through. Right? Bone is a little different because it's not in the pot. But it's not... bone is a little bit of a separate question. But you could say it's similar. Bone could be an ocha, whatever. It could be a soft bone, a hard bone. But the point is like this. That would seem to be the question over here. Tosis is just excluding, is showing you how to view the pot in this question. Not as a pot like a receptacle, but a pot as a thing that the iser is spread out through. And now the question is, is it the din, when they were saying shishim, are they saying in terms of the minuteness of the iser itself? So then whatever it's nispashed into, it could reach that shear of shishim, even if it's not nispashed into an ochel. Or does the definition of shishim include the heter against it? It's shishim, that is shishim of heter to be mevatel. I'm giving a possible definition. I'm giving a possible definition. But in terms of what's definite, the question is, are you counting the kedera itself? When it's nivla in the kedera, do you count the kedera itself in the shishim, or only foods, only ochlim and tamin in the shishim. I'm giving you a possible reason why, one way or the other. But that's just my it's just an educated guess. Yeah.
Then it becomes something.
No, Tosis is saying, in order to have this question, that the Isser has to be Ma'urav. In order to have the question, the Isser has to be Ma'urav with something, right? How is Isser Ma'urav with a pot?
The same way that it is.
How? Only when it's actually absorbed into the walls of the pot. Same thing, how is it going to be Ma'urav with the Tom in the pot? If it's in the walls of the pot. Buddy, buddy with the Tom Heter. Otherwise, it's just looking at it.
Yeah.
From the outside. From the inside, looking, it's just not going to get there. It's not Ma'urav. So now you'll say, but the Tom will come in, and then it'll go back and forth. But that's not the Tarovis anymore. That's a separate question. That's a good question, but that's not what he's saying over here. No, that's why Tosos has the case. Because what's the question? Why does Tosos have to have the case that there was Heter already Bulu in the pot? Why does he have to have that? It's superfluous. No. Heter. It's superfluous. He says, V'nir lefarish, d'hocha mayri kigon d'leise l'usura be'ene. Right? Meaning, hocha means what? Means here. Okay? Which case is he describing? The case of Kedera Atma. Right? D'nivla bo b'kedera kizayis chelev. V'hi ha'isa kvar b'lua me'heter. Why does he have to say it was already b'lua me'heter? If it wasn't Blua Meheta, you wouldn't be able to count the Kedera Atzma. Right? That doesn't make any sense. If he's trying to explain the case of how do you count the Kedera itself, all he has to say is that Isser is Balua in the pot Kvar. Right? V'acha kachozer bishul heter. Right? The Mesharim b'Kedera Atzma levatul Isser shenivlebo. He's not even using the heter. What's the heter for at all? The heter makes no sense over here.
Right.
So take a look at the Maharam. On the bottom of the marsh, underneath the marsh. I didn't want to have to pull rank on you, but not my rank. So the Maharam asks the question. He says it's on Tes Zion. He says Betos was Dibra Maskul Ika De Omri, the He Hayisa Kevar Belua Meheter, Nir De Leman Damer Bekedera Atzma Mishairen Lo Hayatzarich Loma. There's no reason to say that there already was heter in the pot, according to the tzad of the ikad army that holds that you're mashire against the kedera itself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You want to know where it is?
Yeah.
See the maram under the. You see the maram?
Yeah.
So it's yeah. It's the last one on Tzadi Zayin on this, right before Tzadi Ches.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Nira, he says, Dilaman dama b'kedera atzma mashiren. If you're going to learn that you're mashire against the pot itself. He's talking about the quote that you just quoted, right? V'hi ha'isak var b'lua meheter. V'hi ha'isak var b'lua meheter. V'lo naktina nele b'shvil mandam ha'bamay debola kedera m'shairin. M'shairinan. The only reason he had that case is because that's the case of the machlokas. Right? The case of the machlokas, he wants to tell you. What's the case of the machlokas? The case of the machlokas is where there is heter kvar b'lua there. Right, then you have Isser and Heter. Now you have a machlokas. That if you hold Kedera Atzma, you'll say Kedera Atzma. And if you hold Masha Bola Kedera, now you have a Blia. You have the Blia from before. What?
There's no
Nafkamina. There's no machlokas if it's just Isser there, right? If there was just Isser in there would be no tzad of the Masha Bola B'Kedera tzad, right? But it's Mashma that it's, huh? Because there's nothing there. Because there's nothing Balu on the Kedera. There's no Ma De Bola B'Kedera. He says B'Mai De Bola Kedera. But there's nothing Balu in the Kedera.
If
there was no Heter Kvar, right? If there was no Heter Kvar, then what would it mean? Ikadami b'kedera atzmov, ikadami b'may the bola kedera. What's bola in the kedera?
Yeah.
There's nothing in the kedera. It's fresh pot with just iser. You can't say that. You can't say that. That's the case of right?
So the fact that there's iser and heter, what changed that? Because there's iser and heter, that was balua in the kedera.
So he's saying that's the case. That's the question case. The way he's setting it up is the case of the question. That's what he's saying. This is saying, he's setting it up that it makes sense that now you have a machlokas. But what's the case that he's saying is the machlokas? All of these facts are the case. That's why he throws in all the facts, because he wants to have enough facts for there to be a machlokas.
So
right?
The fact that there's Isser and Heter Balu in the walls.
That makes a machlokas. Now, if you hold the Kedera Atzma, you can count the whole Kedera. And if you held the Maidabola Kedera, then you only count the Tom that was already Balua in the Kedera. That it's coexisting with. That the Isser and the Heter are both mingled together in the pot. In the Kedera Atzma. Nothing to do with what's cooking. This whole question, he's saying, has nothing to do with a case where you throw Isser into a pot. That's not this question. Because otherwise, he says, you can't learn Kedera Atzma. He says, you've got to learn the case so that it makes sense both sides. Right? So he says, it's not possible to say Kedera Atzma means when Isser is cooking in the pot. Because that would be impossible to say. Right? And then, so maybe you'll say he's just constructing this whole case to answer up the Isser side, the Kedera Atzma side, but the Heter side is fine without with just throwing Isser in the pot. Then why would he have to add the case of that there's Heter Balu already? He should just say, you need this strange case for the tzad of Is of Kedera Atzma. But for the tzad of Madabola Kedera, you don't need a strange case. You could just use the old-fashioned case, an old pot. But the fact that he says that it's already Balua Kvar Meheter implies that he holds this is also the only case where you're going to have Maidabola Kedera. Right? Otherwise, it's totally superfluous. Otherwise, why would he have to say that it was already Balua Heter? Maidabola Kedera. Right? You know, the question that's bothering everybody here is like this. On the tzad of Kedera Atzma, he's definitely saying the Isser has to be Nivla in the walls of the Kedera. And any Isser not Nivla in the walls of the Kedera, and if the Isser is not Nivla in the walls of the Kedera, you certainly definitely cannot count Kedera Atzma. Right? But the question that's bothering everyone is, what about if you just had Heter Nivla in the walls of the Kedera, and you're cooking Isser in the pot? Then would you say, b'maidabola Kedera, that you're going to count the Heter that's Nivla in the walls of the Kedera? Right? I'm making a diak in Tosos, and I'm saying from the diak, it would seem that he's saying that that you wouldn't count Maidabola Kedera. Because why would he have to include the case that there was Heter Balua in the pot? Why would he have to say there's a case that the Heter Balua in the pot already? It's not for the case of Kedera Atzma, because Kedera Atzma doesn't need Heter to be Balua in the pot. Right? So that must be his learning that's the case of Maidabola Kedera. There's no reason. He could have just said, Maidabola Kedera is learning a normal case, and Kedera Atzma is learning this strange case. Why does he have to say that there's Heter Balua in the pot? That's for the case of Maidabola Kedera. That's the only reason he needs to say that. But if Maidabola Kedera is a simple case, just make it a simple case. Not Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Because this whole thing is not Chaticha Nasa Nevela. It's not worrying about the problem of Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Because then the Heter and the Isser that's Balua in the pot would all be Isser. He's not talking about Chaticha. You have to forget about Chaticha Nasa Nevela. This is not according to any sheet of Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Then this whole thing wouldn't work. Right? Yeah, you see, I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem is like this. That in order to count the Heter that's already Balua in the Kedera, you're going to have to say that the Isser is going in to the Kedera. That's what you're going to have to say. No, it's just not. In order for the Isser that's boiling in the pot to be, nobody's saying that the pot, when you cook in this pot, it's getting bigger by a kezias. That's just not happening. When we say that there's a kezias nivla in the pot, we're not saying, and then when you cook in it, you get it back. It's not like a bank. You don't make a deposit in the pot and then get back your kezias. The contents don't grow by a kezias. It just doesn't happen. So the only way we can say that the new Isser is going to be bottle into the old Tom is if it joins it and gets Balua into the pot. But it's going to get Balua into the pot with the Heter that it's with. So, maybe you'll say if it would be Balua into the pot, if we could say that we know now the pot went down by a kezias, so we'll say, okay, so now you can add into the walls of the pot and a chanami. You're right, but you have to have that. You'd have to have that phenomenon. You'd have to be able to say that there's an old kezias in the pot, right? Now I have a an old kezias of heter in the pot. Now I'm cooking 59 and 1, right? It's never going to work though. Now I'm cooking 59 and 1. 59 heter and 1 iser. And what happened? And now the whole thing went down 1 kezias. So now I know that what? Pro rata 1 kezias of each thing went into the walls. Right? But that's still not going
to
help you.
That doesn't seem to be the case. You have a
that's still not going to help you because there's still shishim in the that's boiling here that's iser. Right? There's still shishim that's here that's iser.
Right.
I don't believe Tosas means this. Because conceptually he's saying it's only what it's in this arev with. The only thing is, when it's in this arev in the walls and it comes out, that's good, gam zulatova. Because now you're adding heter to whatever comes out.
Right.
But that's not going to work the other way.
Right.
What I'm trying to show you is the Tosas is looking for a concept to define Kedera Atzma and Mai Debala Kedera. And he's saying it's only a question. You can only have the question of the Shir of Shishim by things that are Nisarev together. The only way to have the Kedera Nisarev with the Isser is for it to be Balua in it. And for the Isser to be, and the only way to have the tom of the heter in the pot, nisarev with the iser, is also for it to be balua with it. There are two types of tarovas. There's tarovas of contents, and then there's tarovas of the pot. In the pot means has two meanings. But there has to be on equal footing. You can't try to make a tarovas with the contents of the pot together with something that's absorbed in the substance of the pot. That's not the same tarovas. You can't call that a shear of shishim. Shear of shishim has to be in the same, that they're actually in this arev together. And that's what he's proving from his first case. You can't say Chazal meant. But this is the point I'm trying to make. Tosas is searching for the definition of what did Chazal mean when they say Mishayer against shishim. Mishayer against shishim doesn't mean do things until you think there's no more time here. That's not what it means. It means a definition, a formula of shishim. And a formula of shishim requires a definition of what is included in the tarovas. And he's saying you can't say the contents and the receptacle are included in the one tarovas. So it has to be, that's out. So now the only way to include a thing in the tarovas is lemaisa, for it to be nisariv in it. And the only way for tam to be nisariv with tam is if they're together. And the only way for the issue to be nisarev with the cheres is for it to be together. If you try to do anything more than that, then you're throwing away the whole definition. Then you have no more definition. How could you include the contents of the pot with a tom that's in the walls of the pot? That's as much a violation of Tosas' first move as counting the pot itself. Because there's no definition. What's your definition of how do you count it? Don't tell me count it because it makes sense that it should add to a don't tell me count it because it makes sense that it'll take away the time. We're not working with what makes sense to take away the time. We're working with definitions of shishim and what is a taroves. You can't, just because Tosas can knock off a definition by saying it's impossible with regards to Tom, doesn't mean that whatever Lemaisa will take away from the Tom is defined as part of Taroves. Then you're throwing away definitions. You understand what I'm trying to pound into the table? You got to find, that's the difficulty in your dare. You got to have a definition. And of course, this whole realm is based on a sensory phenomenon, but the definitions are not sensory definitions. They have to be halachic definitions. Don't say, add to the shishim whatever will help take away the tam. That's not a definition. Definition has to be, what is the tarovas? Okay? Then you can't count, it's logical impossibility, count the thing and what it's in as one thing. So then you only count in Nisarev. That's what he's saying. It's only what it is actually Nisarev with. The pot does not become part of the Tarovis as a receptacle. Only if it's a substance of absorption on its own. Okay, but the tam too has to be Nisarev with the Isser. For the tam to be Mavapal the Isser. Because, in other words, he's saying like this. He's saying that the only way to call it a Nisarev by the pot is if it starts out that way. That's how it's a Nisarev in the pot. If it's in the pot. But if it's cooked, if it's just cooked in the pot, then the pot is extraneous to it. The pot is extraneous to it when it's just being cooked in the pot. It's only not extraneous to it when it's lemaisa holding it. When a lemaisa, it's suspended within its substance. It's mingled within its substance. It won't fly in the face of reality, because if you're going to say 2 ounces really can get absorbed into this whole wall, it really can actually get absorbed into the wall, then it's not just going to all come back out. It's going to stay. Most of it's going to stay in the wall. You're going to barely taste anything.
It doesn't mean
shishim is devised. Look, shishim is devised and defined in a way to prevent tam. But if you have tam, all right. So it's also. But that's a sensible definition of shishim that will take care of 99% of the cases.
Right.
Sometimes you can have shishim and maybe it's super strong.
Right.
It's also.
Right.
Under
normal circumstances.
But you can't say that it's definitively not. It doesn't make. You can't say that in every case it's going to be tasted. So therefore, they could not have meant this by shishim. Because that's what Tosa is saying in the first case, is they could not have meant this by shishim, because it's obvious. Every time you do this, you're going to taste the chalev. It's not possible. That's what they meant by shishim. So we need to find what they meant by shishim. But it doesn't mean you can't construct a case where it's going to be what they meant by shishim, and I'm not going and I'll have a tom. Yeah, maybe you could. Even though we say you have shishim, that's why even though we say you have shishim, but everybody says if you taste it, you can't have it.
No good, right?
You shishim, how could you have tom? Yeah, it happens. I don't know. Okay, Rashi says like this: b'may de bola kedera. And you see right on the side, it says ayin baran, timsa sham beer divrei Rashi v'zeh. That's a bad sign right away. If he needs to tell you somewhere to look to figure out what Rashi means, not a good sign. All right, so let's just take our chances here. So like this, im b'may debola kedera. Rashi is not explaining the side of kedera atzma. He's saying b'may debola kedera. All right. Okay, so he says like this. So just lemaisa. Let's just encapsulate Tosos in one short sentence. What is the machlokas according to the Tosos? Machlokas is whether you count only food if you need a heter of shishim, right, or any substance that's nispashit into. Question of the substance of the shishim. Question of what types of substances add to the shishim. Any substance that dilutes the tam, or just dafka heter. Okay, fine. Now you go like this. B'may rashes, b'may de bola kedera im ra'inuhu kishenofol sham. This is sort of like you guys were saying before. If we saw the iser when it fell in there, kodem shenisma'it. Whenever you cook, things get smaller. So we saw the iser before it got smaller. Ve'onan mishayrinon oso le'acher shenisvashel le'kimos shenofol sham. So, how do we measure it? Okay. How do we measure it? Because we saw it when it fell in there, that it was bigger. And now, it's smaller. Right? So how do we measure it? We measure it like it was before. Okay. Ve'ein beheter shishim bo. Hold on. And there is no shishim. Right? Omdim kama bola kedera min haheter. Now we try to recoup some of the loss over here, right? Now we try to figure out what. It's like this. Let's say you threw in the iser fell in. It's complicated, right? The iser fell in, and it was a certain size. Now we look at it and it's smaller, right? But he's saying, but there's no shishim. right? The way it is now, you don't have shishim. We try to figure out how much of the heter was absorbed already into the pot.
You don't have shishim against what it was when it was bigger.
Right.
Not what it is now.
Right, correct. And you don't have shishim. Ve'ein behetu shishim bo. What does he do over here? Ve'ein behetu shishim. Okay, fine. Take out the bo. You mean what it was before. So now you try to figure
out...
You
might have shishim right now, but that doesn't make a difference. You know you don't have shishim against what fell in there.
So now you try to figure out how much of the heter was into the pot. Lefi shekisha nochal shom hoya heter harbe v'nismai b'blias kedera. Okay? So in other words, basically Rashi's pshat is what? Let's just sum it up. What is Rashi's pshat? In other words, you're trying to get back to the original shir. Mm-hmm. Right? You're trying to get back to the original shir. Can you include, the first way of saying, you just go by the original shir, even though right now you don't have shishim, but you can include what got absorbed into the pot in with your heter shishim.
Wouldn't they have been this night in the same ratio?
That's what he says later. That's what he says later. Okay.
Well, I mean, you don't have any other logical thing to assume. I mean,
some things can reduce more than others.
Yes, I understand.
So he's saying like this, right? That's my debala kedera, that you include whatever was in the original kedera, even though it's now in the walls, you still include it as if it was in the cooking in the pot. See, Rashi also is reluctant to just include things in the pot, in the walls of the pot, so simply. He's not saying you include old Tom in the walls of the pot. Only my debala kedera, according to Rashi, is also like Tosis. Not simply counting old Tom that was in the walls of the pot, just means that whatever was in the original Tyroves, right, we'll consider it still part of the original Tyrovis. Isn't that a question? So why doesn't he just count the old Tom in the pot? If he's counting things and they're going on the wall, he should count the old Tom in the pot too. If Tom in the wall counts, so why don't you count old Tom in the wall? That's a problem we're going to have with Rashi. But anyway, so that's his first pshat. That what? L'fisha kishanofa sham hoya heter harbe v'nismai v'bliya sakedera. Ova b'kedera atzma lo m'shayrina. That's the side my debola kedera. It doesn't explain the side of Keder Atzma, which would seem that what? You just count the whole pot. Sounds like he's saying, like Tosis' crazy case. Sounds like he is learning like Tosis' crazy case. Right? Because he doesn't explain it. He just says, the Maida Bala Keder means you don't count the Keder itself, but you count the Heter that seeped into the Keder. But Keder Atzma must be that you count the Keder itself. Right? That must be. But that's going to be crazy. So we have two problems so far with Rashi. Why can't you count old heter? And how does he learn keder atzma? And it's like this: v'kevan de'ifligu lishni v'isua deraisa he azlian l'chumer v'lo mashayrina b'kedera. So he says since it's a machlokus in the Gemara, two deos, and it's nisa deraisa, so we go l'chumer. And therefore, you have to do always my debola keder. You can't count the keder itself. Okay. And now is the problem in Rashi. V'ikar adavar kamos shehu bo lefaneinu misharinan lei. He says, but in truth, we don't do either one of these. We just look at it right now. V'lo misharinan b'mayi debola kedera min ha-heter. We don't even think about what, we don't conclude what was already included, what already was belua in the kedera. L'fi shaf min ha-iser nivla v'nismayit mikamos shehoya. Because really, they both got smaller, the same amount. Kedera min l'komon atu deter bo disu lo bo. So that's what the Ron tries to clean up. So that's really talking about a different case going to Rashi. It's not really one continuous case. Because otherwise, how could Rashi reject both sides of the, both the Ikedamis?
Right. Somebody's got to be right.
Can't say it's so l'chumra. We don't even take any of the positions. Take the more machmir position. Can't reject both positions. Okay, so if you want to look at it, we'll take the Ron next week. We'll do the Ron. We try to explain Rashi. And then he brings in the Ramban and the Rambam on this question. Okay?